Well, feeling good this week. So before I get the next infusion here. So I was thinking a lot, you know. Actually, I was talking to someone today, this lady Celeste, and she shared something with me, and she was so angry. She was so mad at God because things just did not turn. You know, she had a very devastating thing happen to her daughter, and she was so heartbroken, and she just blamed God for it. And you know, I talked to her for a while, and she didn't even want to pray. But you know, I thought about it after she had left, and I was thinking about things, and I thought, what blesses me so much is the word, and it's the word that God has given us that changes our lives forever. You know, if you go to Psalm 1. And Psalm 1, and in verse 2, well, verse 1, it says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night." The word really gives us delight. When we look at the word, how can we not be delighted? And it literally changes our outlook. You know, when I first got diagnosed, you know, and everything, and I knew what was going to be before me, I got so angry and really really angry for a few days there. I mean, for a while, and upset. And then I looked at the word and it brought me right back. The word is the thing that changes our hearts. And with all that's around us, it's the delight that we have in the word, because it delivers. And I was going through so many verses. There are hundreds of verses that talk about having delight in the word of God, no matter what's going on around us. And in let's stay in Psalms for a while today, but in Psalm 11, in verse 11, Psalm 119, I'm sorry, Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 14. It says, "I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes, and I shall not forget your word." In Psalm 119, every verse talks about the word. And there are so many verses that talk about having delight in his word. His word really does give us the joy that we need in our heart, no matter what we're facing, no matter what's going on around us. In verse 92, Psalm 119, verse 92, "If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction." And that's really the truth. If his word is not our delight, then we perish in whatever we're facing in our afflictions. Because there's no way out. There's nothing but darkness. And his word is the delight of our hearts. It changes our hearts. In verse 111. Says, "I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart." And that's really the truth, isn't it? The word is the pure joy of our hearts, if we look at it, if we keep it that way. And It is. It changes everything. In verse, stay in Psalm 119, go back to verse 24. It says, your testimonies also are my delight, for they are my counselors. His word is our counsel. He's given us his spirit, and he's given us our word, and our word gives us the counsel that we need for any situation that we're facing. And it changes our darkness to joy because we have help. Even in manifestations tonight, twice he told us he will deliver us. And if that doesn't bring joy to our heart, I don't know what will. You know, that word that we need. In verse, go to Psalm 112. Psalm 112, verse 1, it says, praise the Lord, Yahweh. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. You know, that's everything. We have, you know, it says in 1 John that his word is true and that his commandments are not hard. It's not hard to do his word. And it really is the joy and delight of our hearts when we know that we have the help and the answers that we need. It lifts you out of the darkness that we're in. Go to Psalm 111. Psalm 111, it says, praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright and in the assembly, great are the works of the Lord Yahweh. And they are studied, I have studied, or sought out by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic in his work and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice, and all his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Surely he has sent redemption for us. He gave us his son for our redemption. He wants us to remember all that he's done for us. And when we do that, it is the delight of our hearts to know all that he has done and provided for us. It literally changes us. The course of our lives are changed forever if we stay within the word, if we continue to look at his word, to remember. He wants us to remember that he is... his covenant he has made known, he will remember. He wants us to remember all that he's done for us. And I loved it where it said in verse 2, is great are the works of the Lord. They are studied or sought out by all who delight in them. When you delight in something, you really do search it out. It is easy. It is, when you take joy in something, you want more of it. And that's what people do. When we look at his word and we delight in what we have, we want more of it. We want it lifts your heart and changes your heart. Go to Psalm, back to 119. And in verse 143. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. And Isn't that the truth? There's times in our lives that we get troubled, that we get anguish, that things happen in this life. Things that just come as. We don't know what the future holds. We've all been in situations, all of us. And yet, the commandments are my delight. It makes the troubles that we have today seem less. And the anguish in our hearts gets lightened, because the delight of the word is that joy in our lives. It changes the anguish to not be so deep, and the troubles that we have not so much. You know, the joy of the word is what gives us the strength to endure whatever comes our way. And in Psalm 119, go to verse 92. It says, if your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. You know, I started looking back to the word, it took the pressure off. The delight of the word, it took the pressure off my heart. I didn't feel so bad. You know, I stopped being angry. And it takes the pressure that the world that we see every day, the evil or whatever, it takes that pressure off of us. And it replaces that pressure with joy, because we know what God is doing for us. And if we did not have that, we would perish in our affliction. And we've seen people do that. And we don't want to be those people. And it's the word. For by the word, it's the word that revives us. You know, we always, it changes us. It revives us. When I was so down, it literally revived my heart and it changed my outlook. I don't like what I'm going through. I don't like all that's going on, but I'm not in despair. And it revived my heart when my heart was broken. It put it back together. And that's what the delight of the word does for us. It takes our broken hearts and it puts them back together. And then I'm revived. And then I can go back and be thankful and minister to those that need help. In Psalm 37, and in verse 23, it says, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. How delightful that is. There's so many times I've fallen, and yet it's the Lord that holds my hand. He brings me back up, and he establishes my steps, and I could take great delight in that. And that, it sets me right. It sets us back right. And, Jeremiah 15, 16, for thy words were lost and I found them, and I ate them, and they were the delight and the delight of my heart. When the word is found again, it is the delight of your heart. It is what gives us the substance that we need. Even the Lord said when he was tempted, for we don't eat bread alone, but by every word of the Lord. That's what we eat. The word that we have is the delight of our hearts. It sets our hearts right. And it makes all around us not so heavy. It takes that what we're in, and it lifts us out of it when we keep our eyes. Even the Lord, for the joy, he despised the shame, but for the joy that was set before him. It was what he knew, the promises, what God has promised him, that brought him joy, what he had to look forward to. It was the delight of his heart. Even God said tonight again in manifestations, he's given us eternity. That delights our hearts. That gives us the joy that we have to look forward to. His promises are true. In Philippians chapter 4, and in verse 1, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help those women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. And then look at this great verse, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Obviously, there's struggles going on. People have to live in harmony. Paul was saying, there was struggles there in the church. There was hard times, and they were they shared within his struggle. And yet through it, he turns around and says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Even with the struggles that we have, whether it's with whatever, each other and different things, we rejoice in the Lord. The word is that delight that we can rejoice no matter what is going on. It helps the church. It helps the church stay right when they rejoice in the delight of the Lord, no matter what struggle's going on. I just thought that was kind of neat. I hadn't looked at it like that before. And then verse 5, it says, let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. What if the Lord is near? We have such great rejoicing because the Lord is near to us. He's not far away. He brought us close to him. He made both the Jew and the Gentile one man. The Lord is no longer far from us, his promises, but with the Lord is near. What great rejoicing. And again, I say rejoice. What rejoicing that is. The Lord is near to us in all the struggles that we all go through. In 2 Peter, and I'll just end, I think, here. This kind of struck me as I was reading this today. In 2 Peter and in verse 2 Peter, chapter 1 and in verse 16. Peter says, for we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic word made sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but by men moved by the Spirit spoken from God. This word, not only that we rejoice in it, we can take delight because this word is our shining light in the midst of whatever we're in the darkness that we're surrounded with. The world is evil. There's evil in this world. But yet this word we can take delight, because this word is our shining light. It repels the darkness around us when we look to this word and we wait for the Lord's return. And in that should delight the heart and soul of every person that keeps that, to know that the darkness will not consume me, because the word is my counsel. The Lord is near to me. I take delight in his precepts. I take delight in all that he has provided. The word is not hard to do. We encourage each other with the word. It lifts us up. We can rejoice feeling really bad. When my heart is broken, the delight of the Lord and the word puts it back together. It changes the course that I was on. It lifts me out of the darkness, because the word is that shining light. And that's what I wanted to share tonight.